Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are going in depth to interrogate a movie that you've probably never heard of. Now, those that had a chance to go to the mystery movie that Marcus and AMC Regal and basically most of the major theater chains did this past week know which movie that I am talking about. And if you don't, if you weren't able to make it to one of those, we are going to be talking about one that is highly controversial for a lot of different reasons. Now, why is that? Well, that is because the movie that we are talking about is very Blair Witch-ish, with even some darker twists to it. So, before I get too much into this, I want to share, of course, we are talking about the movie Hunting Matthew Nichols. And this movie is, of course, I'm giving this a guilty rating, of course, just because of the content on it. Now, score-wise, the score I'm going to give this one may surprise you at the very end. So you want to hang with me on this one, because this one might surprise you. And it's not exactly what you might think. I'll be honest, when I started watching this, I was thinking, okay, is this like some weird, like live action Dateline type thing that they're doing? Because it's playing out very much like an investigative report type movie. And not in a way that really feels like a movie. It's like you feel like you're watching almost like news. The news footage that's a part of this and stuff. It feels real. And the way that the investigation is going feels very unmovie-ish. Which, okay, I have to give it credit for that, admittedly. It wasn't until about the halfway point that I was like, and I couldn't help but give it the, if you're over at our YouTube channel, you can see the stink eye I'm talking about. And if you are just listening, it's kind of hard to do an audio version of stink eye. Just kind of, I'm trying to imagine what that would sound like. And that probably was not very accurate on that. But before we get too far into this, I want to share with you the trailer. And the trailer is going to have some information on it too. And don't worry, you know me, no spoilers ever. So you don't ever have to worry about that.
Sure you want to do this?
I'll do it.
And this is Tara Nichols. This is Matthew's sister.
You can wait.
I've waited 20 years.
Two families are desperate for answers after their teenage sons disappeared without a trace. The 17-year-old boys, Matthew Nichols and Jordan Reimer, were last seen on the evening of October 31st in Port Rupert on the northern edge of the island. Their families are holding out hope they'll be found safe. They'll be found safe. They'll be found safe.
That's why I'm making this documentary, because...
And I've got to pause it right there. We are talking about Vancouver Island, British Columbia. It is revealed both in the beginning of the movie and towards the end that the Vancouver Island has one of the highest rates for missing persons of anywhere else in the world. It's not the highest, but it's like one of the highest because people go missing there quite often. And so when these two boys went missing, especially on Halloween, it was not like an immediate panic mode for everybody because they thought, okay, runaways. They thought a bunch of different things. But let's get a little bit more into the trailer and why Tara wants to make this documentary.
I want a better answer to the question of what happened to them than the one I have right now.
My son didn't come home last night and he's not at school today, so I wanted to report that to police.
Was it this? Was it that? Was there a cult?
Listen to me. I'm telling you, Pam or somebody withheld something. So why isn't there another tape? Claire, Claire? Okay.
What is she doing?
Hey, Tara?
Stop recording.
Don't talk to me about these. You have no idea.
At that point, the case went cold.
Maddie! This is the one thing that gets missed.
We see anything. No, like,
they're
stop
doing like
that.
A...
Stop speaking to me like that. You're in my home.
There's things that we shouldn't speak about. What we do gives them out. Makes them real.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? I would love to know if anybody wants to reach out to me and let me know what you think about this, because it's like it deals with all of these different creatures from different parts of the world and different legends. I mean, there's the Wendigo, there's the Yetis, there's the Chupacabras, there's all of these creatures that are responsible for people's disappearances. And part of this is being like tossed up to that a little bit. But it's, like I said, it really takes a dark turn kind of quick.
I'm sorry if I frightened you.
The laughter of that guy just is about where it started to throw my brain off. It's like, okay, I thought maybe I was watching a real documentary here, at least for a little bit. But it starts to devolve around the halfway point.
Showtime.
You have no idea. I know less about my brother now than when we even started this whole thing.
And so whatever I find, I'm okay with, because I'll have gotten to know my brother better.
Wow. Like the hashtag showed HMN join the hunt. She's just desperate. Tara is desperate for answers. And so she goes back to where they're from and she talks to their mom. And unfortunately, her dad is no longer part of the picture. He passed away. Again, no spoilers ever. That's not going to ruin anything with the story on that. But this is playing out and she's trying to follow all these leads. And so she's been filing information requests. And of course, Canada is different than the U.S. on that. So it takes her a long time to get those requests. And when she finally gets the evidence, there's something missing. Something that I don't know how other people didn't put it together, but then it becomes more and more that it wasn't just missing, that it was intentionally hidden. And as that truth begins to come out, people are going to make the connection. If they have ever watched the TV show Lost, they are going to make the connection to Jacob. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Well, that will kind of reveal itself as the story goes on. I can't tell you what it is because it would be a big spoiler. But if like super fans of Lost will recognize that there are some parallels to some of the stuff that was happening with Jacob and some of the stuff that is happening on Vancouver Island. And it's interesting, both on an island, both kind of similar type things. But what happens when she finally finds out what happened to Maddie and what happened to Jordan, because they were best friends and they both went missing the same night. When she finally figures out what it is, I don't know if she's ready for it. And I don't know if you as the viewer are going to be ready for it. It's a difficult watch at times. I'm not going to even soften the blow at all. It really kind of feels like you're watching a documentary throughout the first half of the movie, but then it devolves into something much darker, something cultish, something satanic, something just over the top that just, it deals with suicide, it deals with secrets, it deals with does dark magic and possessions, and just really when it gets into the stuff that's just really like, ugh, and yes, that sound was intentional, you've got to have a strong stomach. If you don't have a strong stomach, it will make you cringe. Or I audibly heard somebody gag when I went to see this, and it wasn't enough to make everybody hurl, but it's graphic enough and gory enough that, let's just say, if you were to watch this at home, you don't want to accidentally pause it during the wrong spot because you will not get the image out of your head. Now, if you like the haunting type Blair Witch type stories that don't necessarily, okay, I know Blair Witch has its following. I am not trashing Blair Witch at all. I've actually reviewed Blair Witch. The reviews are actually on moviedeputy.com. If you're curious, I haven't moved those over to podcast format yet, but I will be moving those over at some point. I'm moving them all over. So it's not instant hate on found footage movies. I've actually reviewed some found footage movies that were actually quite good. So it's not like I'm just knocking, oh, found footage isn't good. No, not that at all. But this one, like I said, it has a lot of promise and it builds. Like I said, it feels like you're watching an actual documentary of them looking for these kids. And, well, not kids, they're teenagers. And just as it gets to a certain point, you're just kind of like going, are we done yet? And then it's like, okay, they get to the thing and they find what they're looking for. And they don't find what they're looking for because something is like way off with everything. And there's this hesitation and this dread that kind of goes along with this. And like I said, it's not going to be for everybody by any stretch of the imagination. Is it forgettable? That, I mean, there's a lot of errors. It's riding that line that's almost. It's not going to be one of those ones that you're going to be okay, not everybody are going to be those ones that are going to be talking about this. This is going to have the water cooler talk. This is going to have certain people going, oh, did you see this? No, I didn't see this. What's it about? It's about this. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you probably don't want to. Or, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you've got to check this out. Just the whole back and forth. It's going to be one or the other. It's very polarizing because it's going to have those people that it's going to have a cult following. This is going to be one of those stories that will inevitably become, it's like, oh my word, that's my favorite movie of all time. And you're like, were you smoking when you watched it? I'm sorry, we all know that person, and we all know that movie that person is talking about when they're talking about, oh, that's my favorite movie, and you're just kind of going, why? It's like, I would love, if this is one of those movies that you loved, write to me, tell me why, tell me what it was about this. I legitimately want to know, and if I get enough responses, who knows, I might make a bonus episode about this. But we're just going to kind of have to wait and see. But so you're probably wondering score-wise why I gave this. Well, if you've made it with me this long, the score, you probably can anticipate where I'm at with the score. I'm coming in with Hunting Matthew Nichols at a 4.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now remember, a 4 is watchable but forgettable, and a 5 is decent story, significant flaws. So it's... it kind of fits right in that category, hence the score. 4 out of 10 on most things is like, ugh. But a 4 out of 10 with Movie Deputy is it's watchable but forgettable. And that's why I'm not going with a straight 4. There's parts of this that are just as like, where it just kind of leaves you scratching your brain. And other parts of this that, like I said, I'm sure will have a following. So if you've stuck with me around this long, which I hope you have, I hope you hit that subscribe button and be sure to turn on the notifications to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, because then you get me. Silliness, quirkiness, and all. So, but until later, guys, I will be back tomorrow with another movie that opened this weekend. This one, it has a fairly bit of buzz for an independent film. It's from Sight and Sound Productions. So if you want to check that out, be sure, like I said, be sure to turn on those notifications because that review will be live tomorrow. Till later, guys. Bye.